Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers is the chair of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, tasked with coming up with legislation to help the Florida Department of Corrections. That agency has been plagued by allegations of abuse by prison guards, inmate deaths, and cover-ups. This past session, lawmakers came up with legislation to help reform the system, but it failed to pass amid a budget impasse between the House and Senate. So the governor incorporated elements of both the House and Senate proposals into a couple of executive orders. Still, Evers says there were some areas that weren't included that he'd like his Senate panel to look into.
And we want to relook at all those items, and it also gives an opportunity for the members of the committee to add additional items that has come to the top or that they know of that's happened in the past year. And it also gives us an opportunity to refocus the direction that the committee is also going.
One particular part of the bill, Evers says, makes it a third-degree felony for any correctional employee to intentionally harm an inmate physically or withhold food, clothing, and medical treatment.
You have to keep in mind third-degree felony is maximum. But, all this is to try to legislate common sense that you treat a person with some dignity. Even though we've got them incarcerated, they have to do their time, but we still, we have to treat that person with some dignity.
Other elements of the proposed committee bill include monitoring Florida's elderly prisoner population, expanding the ability for an inmate to get a one-time reduction in their sentence, and increasing the frequency of the surveys done of the prison's physical and mental health care system.
There's elements of the PCB that we would be fine with, and we'll continue to work with the committee as it evolves, see what else is added into that bill.
That's Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones, who says while there are some areas she's okay with, the part creating a felony concerns her.
I have a little bit of a concern associated with the felony provisions, because there's already felony provisions in law for any type of battery. And singling out corrections officers for an additional charge, I think, isn't necessary. But we'll work with the committee.
While the Senate Criminal Justice Committee members never officially took up the measure last week, they are slated to start the discussion soon when lawmakers next meet. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Corter.